To odchodź. Chodź.
That looks like it's recording.
I think it is.
Good morning. Welcome back to Turtle Tricks with Tom and Tash. This podcast contains explicit material. Listen carefully with your over 18 years.
Ooh, nice.
You've got the over 18 years. I'm leading into it. I'm not comfortable.
That's nice. Hi, Tom. It's me, Hi, Tash.
Oh, I'm feeling up my shaft there.
Please don't do that in front of me. I'm very nervous. I'm like holding on. I'm very jumpy.
I started stroking it now. It's like I can hear myself.
I'm nervous.
It's the strack of just the.
You've got FND.
Oh, God.
You've got FND. You've got my nice. Illness.
Nice. Illness.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm here breathing.
That's enough.
There we go. Just about. I'm doing good.
Yeah. Nice. Couple of letters come out like that. We always enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good.
We always enjoy it. Oh, damn it. I forgot to get myself organized another little bit that I was supposed to do. But I shall organize it while you're doing some sort of talking or twitching or something.
I'll probably be twitching.
Yeah. I'll probably be twitching.
How was your 2 weeks? How was your last 2 weeks?
How has it been 2 weeks?
I don't know. It's probably been a month.
Yeah, probably.
Every day blends into one now lately.
Nice. Well, the car was packed up a few times to go out to you with the podcast equipment. And then when I needed it, in the apartment this morning, it was in the
salon.
So we're up in the salon. Yeah. Nice. In our back room. Schnotten. Let me see if I can just get this organized because they were so professional. Oh, yeah, I got it there now.
Back in the room.
What are we doing today? We're going for brunch.
We are going out for lunch today. It's like my first. Well, no, I've been out. So it's like my second day out or my third day out. I'm out.
Oh, yeah. I kind of been going out, having lunch, relaxing, and stuff like that. I've been there for two of them. Fucking three of them, I'd say.
I'm tired too.
I
haven't even got there. I'm tired.
But you're awake since four.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm awake since four. Tired, nervous, twitching, seizures, all of the above.
Yeah.
I'm mesmerized by the cameras in here.
I know, yeah. Can you see Otis?
No.
Oh, he's on the mat.
Oh, I see him there
the
now.
Corner, the little fuck face. I mean, I love him.
So tell us, how is your, you're the one out in the land of the living. How's your life?
Busy.
What's going
Work's
on?
Busy. Life is busy. I worked 4 days in a row last week and I was like tired after it.
I'd say so.
Yeah, it was a busy week. But no, it's good. The girls are busy. We're busy. The salon's busy. Keeping ourselves out of trouble.
That's good.
Yeah. That's about it.
Well, I did nothing. Only I did a biscuit comparison on my phone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's all right. That'll come up in main topics later.
It will, yeah. that's my news. Do I have any more news? No. I said hi to people today.
Oh, you did, Jay. We're down in Donna's.
Fat Donna's downstairs. I said hi to them. It was very strange. It just feels very weird going in there. It feels like I've been away for 500 years.
And you've met a couple of your clients as well.
I did.
Well, ex-clients now. Nobody wants to go back to you.
No, I give them the stink eye.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let grow out their hair till I came back.
And
like, what's the deal with that?
You look lovely.
I look great.
You look great.
It's not
you
lovely.
Look great.
You
now.
Look great. We went to a wedding in Sligo, and everyone just kept coming up, going, "You're looking well.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking great." And I was just like, "Fuck off."
I know, and they had said that before stroke, we would have been like, "Yeah, thanks, I do." Now it's like, "Ah, fuck off, I don't."
Yeah, it's not like winking and twitching at them. I'm like, but like, I felt like a bit of an invalid with them saying, "You look great." Now, they're being nice.
Yeah, so, I know what you mean.
But I was like...
You're really oversensitive to it. Then
yeah,
as well.
Like holding my arm going, "It's good to see you out.
Yeah.
You look great." And I was like, fuck off.
Yeah. You were saying it's like a comparison to when somebody dies close to you and everybody's like going, "Are you okay?"
Or
I'm fine.
Not even that. Like, sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss.
You get weird about it. You're like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm okay about it. Maybe it's just me. I'm just an awkward person.
But then you haven't seen many people.
I haven't.
Do you know
no.
that kind of way? So
no,
that's weird as well. It's getting used to the different voices.
Yeah.
It's only Brian's soothing voices. All you hear now.
That's it. Well, I'm on the phone a lot to people, which is good.
But can't see you and tell you you look great, like.
Or I FaceTime you and you're like, oh, you didn't even wash your hair, you just tried it up.
Thought you were going to have a bath.
I tried, okay? I couldn't get there. I was delighted that I'm able to climb the stairs at home unassisted. Oh,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I'm walking a bit better.
Yeah, you are actually. Yeah.
Walking better. So it's great.
Yeah.
Sure, there's no stopping me now.
No.
I'm looking great, sure.
Looking great. Sure. You're not seeing what I see.
I think I just felt like, I don't know, it's hard to describe how I felt when people kept saying, you look great. I think I had to accept something happened and I obviously didn't look great, but I'm looking great now.
Yeah, there's the postman.
I didn't like that. The postman.
Oh, shit.
No, go away. It's going. I'm watching the postman. I love how we go silent on the podcast.
Watching the postman. He'll be all right.
He'll come back tomorrow.
Can you shove it? Will I just run up to him?
Okay, just press stop on the thing.
Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah.
Or pause.
Pause, sorry.
Oh, Mr. Poe. Postman.
Mr. Postman, look and see.
Bleh.
Is there a letter for
me? That was post for Shane Kelly, so Shane Kelly ruined the pod.
Yeah, so we paused. Sorry, guys, for the quiet,
that was your fault because you made us look up there.
I mesmerized by the camera,
and we wouldn't have seen it, we wouldn't know what's going on.
Well, then he was knocking on the door trying to give you his post out of his bag. postman pat see what you started.
He had no back of my cat.
Early in the morning, just as Jay is doing. Anyway, you're looking great.
you're looking great. That's what the postman said to me.
Oh, I was telling you about the wedding.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Where we were. I put on a dress.
Nice.
And I went out for a few hours. It was a beautiful wedding. It's Markree Castle in Sligo. Oh, gorgeous venue.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a wedding coming up or anything.
I know.
You know yourself.
Ranking.
So it was nice. I went to the wedding. Dinner was class. I ate soup. You weren't there to witness it.
Oh, yeah.
You're very upset about that.
I know, yeah. I didn't even get a video of it.
I had a little seizure mid-dinner. No one knew. I got scurried out quick enough and then had 5 seizures back-to-back after the wedding. So it was tough. Tough day. So Paddy's day was spent in the hotel watching the parade from the window.
Oh, yeah, because the wedding was on Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Paddy's day then. We're supposed to go for day 2. I couldn't do day 2. It was too much.
Oh, you sent me a picture of you all going for, you look like the roughest bunch of bastards in the world. Like. And then they went to this place. I thought you were going for pub grub. There was white tablecloths.
Well, what happened was in the hotel. So what happened was nobody was able to go to day 2. And then I was too banjaxed. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'll make an effort. And I got all dressed up. And then they were like, we're not going. You're okay. We don't have to go. So you can rest because you're not able. I was like, you bastard.
Yeah.
I've done my full face of makeup and got dressed.
Who did the hard part?
So I was like, get up. You're all going for dinner. Yeah. And then they all put on tracksuits. So then I was like, I can't go down dolled up with tracksuit family. So
tracksuit family,
like Jimmy Savile times 3 with the shell suits on. So we went downstairs in the hotel for dinner and had a lasagne.
Oh, nice.
But it was lovely. It was by the river. It was the White House. No, not the White House. Glass House in Sligo. Not the White House. Why is my hand gone weird? My hand's gone weird now.
Oh, it is. It's probably a bit cold, is it?
No, it's just the nerves.
Nice.
I look great, okay?
You look great.
Great.
It looks all right, folks. Don't be listening
so
to
that. So that was my big... That was what I did.
That's nice. What did I woke up at? I'll just move on from that.
Moving swiftly along.
I woke up early on Paddy. Oh, actually, we had no power in the salon on Thursday.
It went all over.
Each side. But then some of the places in town had no power either.
Apologies to all the hair people. I don't know why. What's wrong with me? I had a stroke.
Apologies to all the hair people. And all I did was... Oh, that didn't work. Nice.
I had a stroke, and I look great.
Nice. What did I do? Yeah, we had no power on Thursday, but we were open on Saturday anyway. But then Paddy's Day, I got up at about 7. And I dragged Otis out of bed, brought him for a walk down to Dangan. Took loads of videos of him coming back to me. annoyed Dave the dog walker by giving him those videos in the morning saying,
I got
thanks
too.
A million. Yeah, you got them too.
I got them too. Nice.
And then myself and Shay went to breakfast up in Mocha Beans in Newcastle.
That's where you were. Mm.
It was so nice. They're so nice in there as well. So they let Otis in and he sat up on the couch and he had a few sausages and I had pancakes.
Delicious. That's one thing I was just discussing with Shane this morning. There's very few dog-friendly places in Ireland.
There's not many.
Mm, that was nice. Well done, Mocha Beans.
Yeah. And they have their little bowls for him. But I had his bowl anyway. It was so funny because I was text Shane at about 8:30 and I was like, I can give him an hour now to text me back. And there was no word back off him. And then it was coming up to like 9:30 and I was like, okay. So I gave him a phone call about 9:45. I was like, I'm about 10, 15 minutes away from Mocha Bean. That's all I heard back.
Oh, nice.
And then I was like, I text or voice ordered him. I was like, will you bring a little blanket and a towel now for Otis and a little bowl and some munchies? He brought nothing. And we arrived at Mocha Bean's. He was like, I was like, did you bring the towel? No. Poor Shane is not a morning person.
How is it being a single parent in the morning?
I know, that was me yesterday as well. I ended up getting up and washing the dishes and then I was like, Shane, dry the dishes, bastard.
You're like, I need some help.
Yeah, yeah, single parent is
But
hard.
You look great.
I look great.
That's going to be my
that is going to be your
line for the day. God, yeah. God damn it, what's wrong with me?
I know, it's so annoying.
It is really annoying. It's so frustrating.
Frustration.
Fuck yeah.
I love it. Well, that was my Paddy's day. We had a nice chill day today. We watched a shite fucking program then on Apple TV. I was very disappointed. Had Sienna Miller and what's the one that wins all the Oscars? Begins with M.
Marilyn Monroe. No.
She's dead.
I look great, okay?
Not Meghan Trainor. Oh, what's her name?
Meghan Trainor. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. I won.
Nice. Meryl Streep. She won something. No, she is... she was...
I love how we have all the facts. She won something.
She was in a program and it was shite. Oh, she was a whale. David. She was the voice of a whale.
Oh, David the whale.
Yeah, but it was... Ireland, the whale. What the fuck is your one's name again?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Meryl the whale. Jesus Christ. I think you've caught up to me now more so.
I know. I have to tell you, Paddy's Day, the parade had a blue dinosaur.
Oh, nice.
And a float with lawnmowers. So funny.
Wait, what?
Very funny.
I don't know what you said.
There was a float. Why am I crying? There was a float in the Paddy's Day parade that was like a truck and it just had push lawnmowers on the back.
Oh no, push lawnmowers.
That was the float. Oh. And then a blue dinosaur followed that. Nice. It was the best Paddy's Day parade I've ever seen.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that was a Sligo.
We watched it from the window because
I couldn't cope with anything.
Yeah.
So but push lawnmowers, that was pure like that. You'd expect that in Aston Roy or something. Like
yeah,
that,
you know? Exactly.
Pure country.
It was very funny. Now I'm crying, laughing. That was good.
I tried to hear what you were saying by putting my ear to the microphone.
Yeah, but it was great.
Yeah, it was great. So that was our news for the last few weeks. We'll have more news next week now because we'll have lunch in Hyde today. And I'm sure that's going to be
The pod isn't very exciting from my end because I'm just trapped in a glass case of my emotions. Literally. I'm just at home. So I can't drive, can't do anything. So, but I have my neurology appointment next week. So hopefully we'll get some more feedback.
You're getting poked.
Getting poked and prodded with a pin. I'm hoping to get back to work. I'm giving myself another month. We'll see then. I can't put a date on it because I'm just putting pressure on myself. And there's no stress. I'm not allowed any stress.
Oh, no stress.
I'm the one that stresses myself out, so I have to just shut up.
Yeah, that's the same as Shane Kelly said to me. He was like, I was making all these plans at the weekend. He's like, calm the fuck down. Why don't you just enjoy the moment? I was like, I am enjoying the moment.
Well, also open tabs on where are we going to go? That's me. Yeah. That's why we're too alike.
Oh, we booked a holiday.
Yay!
Yeah, so we're going to Jolene.
Jolene.
Gobeen. Gobeen. No, Gobeen. No.
Jolene,
it's Gobeen. Gobeen. Gobeen.
Gobeen. Is that where that sausage comes from?
No.
Oh.
No.
How do you know?
Because there's no sausages down there.
Okay.
Sausages are beside you.
You're going to Cork.
We're going to Cork. Goline.
Go. Shut up with that Gobeen.
That's what I mean, like.
But your Gobeen's a sausage, isn't it? Don't they have that on pizza?
Goline.
Gobeen.
It's Goline.
Oh.
Go to Goline Harbour for 3 days.
Hey,
after the bike holiday.
I'm hungry. I've only had one artisan bagel.
Fucking artisan bagel. This one got all excited. Bring it over bagels to me. It was a bag of bagels. It was nice. Nice. Yeah.
There's cinnamon.
But anyway, about my holiday, it's going to be nice. We can bring Otis.
That's amazing.
And
that'd
it's
be
a
so
little
nice.
Cabin.
Oh, video.
It's nice. It's got a. There's an outdoor hot tub. They have massages and they're opening up a.
Elemental ecological experiential. Yeah. Experiential?
Experimental. Experiential. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got those words right. Oh, is it a dome?
Yeah, there's domes in it as well, but they don't let dogs or animal pets in there.
Because they might pierce the
You're not allowed any single-use plastics on.
Oh, it's right up your street
either.
Then.
So it's great. So Shane said it's going to be annoying when I come back.
They won't be throwing anything on their fire then out there, will it?
No.
Every time I do, I like get a ripple of shame.
Bold.
I'm not that bold. That's exciting. When you go in
there. Try and taste the subject. That's the first week of May, so we're going heading down. It's a 4.5 hour journey. So it'll be a light flight. So the plan is to get up at 8 in the morning and then have stop off for breakfast on the way. Then on the way back, we're going to come back up through Kerry and go to Tarbert.
You're going to do the Ring of Kerry?
No.
Okay.
I get the Ring of Kerry. Shane Kelly. we're going to get the boat across from...
Dingle?
No. Limerick to Clare.
Okay.
Tarbert, I think it is. The car ferry. And then you drive up through Clare afterwards.
Cool.
Yeah. And then stay somewhere in Clare on the way back.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
That'd be a nice trip now for you. I've just seen the video on repeat here and there's a horse.
I know, yeah. There's like a... It's nearly like a Budweiser horse.
If there's a pig there, I'd be very upset. I haven't been invited. That's nice.
Nice, isn't it?
It looks like IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful world of every day.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing lots of videos of that. And then the following week, I'm off to Tenerife.
Oh, yeah, Tenerife.
Tenerife.
Common as muck.
I'm going to jig jag, TikTok, seizure my way around the resort.
Nice.
Jig jag.
Jig jag. Where's jig jag?
I don't know. I made it up.
I like jig jag.
It's probably what I'm going to do later. Jig jag.
Probably is there. For Brian.
But yeah.
That's all I'd say.
Yeah.
That's nice. So, that's our holidays. Now, you know what we're doing.
Where are you going, guys? What are you doing? I'm going to Tenerife.
Tenerife. That's nice. Where's all my notes?
You got rid of them.
Oh, yeah. Back out to it. Back out.
My period app has just come up. It's like, your forecast. You may feel bloated today. What else to expect? Well, yeah. I do feel bloated today. How do you know?
Your period app.
Yeah. We need an app.
Do you?
Well, yeah. I need to know when I'm...
Not just mark it off in the calendar.
Then it's a lot of
Shark Week.
Shark Week.
I heard that on something there recently. I was like, no.
Well, we all turn into sharks.
Oh yeah, this all just reminds me of Carrie always.
That, oh,
plug it up, plug it up, plug it up.
Shark Week, I can't deal. Yeah, that just reminds me of what's that at the car wash? No, Shark Tale.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's
Bruce. Awesome. Bruce the shark.
Nice.
Bruce. I'm going to have a Disney day tomorrow.
Oh, do you?
I've had a coffee.
Yeah.
If I say things really fast, I don't stutter.
It's because you had a coffee.
Oh, speaking of stuttering and my speech impediment with the FND, I've found out a helpful thing.
Nice.
If you keep my headphones on with music, I'm able to do things a bit better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Less distracted.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That's very good.
Yeah.
So then if the postman knocks at your door, you'll never know.
No. Just knocks the window, scares the shit out of me, then I have a seizure. Oh, I have to tell you about my dream.
Oh, yes. Tell me about your dream.
I've been trying to tell you about this dream for ages. So I had a dream. I gave birth to a baby. I could have told you this, or I could have dreamt I told you this. So I had a dream that I gave birth to a baby that's mouth was sewn shut, but it had three eyes. What does that mean?
Oh, Jesus.
What does that mean?
Did you Google what it means?
Of course I did.
Oh, no.
So it either means someone at work hates me. It's a positive birthing, a positive change in my life.
Oh, well, nice. We'll take that.
I had a stroke. That's a change. The three eyes is all like spiritual. I don't know why I'm doing a virtual comment. Yeah.
Spiritual. That's what I usually do.
Air quote. Yeah. So basically something new is going to change. Nice. Spiritually in my life.
And how long ago did you have the dream? Is it recently? Like?
Yeah, it was recently. Yeah.
That's all right.
So I'm hoping that FND will go away.
Yeah.
That's the new change. But yeah, change was afoot. But it's a positive thing. But then I went in a big hole, and if it was a boy, it meant something else. And then I was like, I don't remember what it was, but I just remember it had three eyes and it had no mouth because it was stone shut.
That's weird.
I am weird.
That's nice.
Yeah, okay, that's my dream.
That's okay, I didn't have any dreams. Well, I have loads of dreams, but I can never really remember them. I think mine are mostly about work. And then I wake up and make it a voice note on my phone going...
Do you ever have like dreams your teeth are falling out?
No.
Okay.
Is that because you know what that means? Yeah. And you want to tell everybody? Well, I'm not going to allow you.
No, it's because I used to have them all the time.
What does that mean?
It's a stress dream. I have a lot of stress dreams. I had a stroke because I was stressed. But I haven't had one in a while.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're slowly starting to unwind.
I am.
Yeah.
But I said that to Brian when we went on holiday last year. We did 10 days and he said by day 6 I started to chill out.
That's it.
So this is week 7 after the strokes and now I'm starting to chill out. Maybe it's just the number 6.
Yeah.
I'm making shit up now.
That means something as well. Yeah. Who knows what that means?
I just have to focus on my recovery and stop being a crazy person.
Focus.
Suffolk.
Fuck off.
Suffolk, England.
England.
If people are avid listeners of this pod, you'll know what that means.
Yeah.
Tom can't say Suffolk.
England. I was out walking in Dangan with Otis there the other day and there was a man smoking a joint. It smelled so sweet.
Did it?
Oh, it was lovely. And Otis kept on wanting to go over to him. And I was like, he kind of went out here to have his own private little time. And Otis was like,
own private point your dog, time.
Look it over.
Getting baked.
It smelled so nice. I nearly went into the CBD shop then.
Oh, we have to go there today.
Well, that's what we'll do today.
Yeah, I need to get CBD because that's supposed to be good. Well, I don't know why I'm clapping. It's probably a tick.
Oh my God, my jaw just clicked.
Yeah.
That's sexy. Speaking of being down in... Dangan, where I spend most of my life now. I was chatting to a woman the other day as well, and her dog was there. You know one of those, is it terrier? Jack Russell. Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Her name wasn't Jack Russell. So
I was looking at you like, yeah, the woman, you know, she's a terrier.
Otis had just done a poo, and then she caught up to us, and then I was chatting away to her. The two dogs were sniffing each other. And then I saw that Jack Russell did a poo on top of Otis's poo. So then I had to pick up two poos.
Oh!
I had to do double poo.
That's what, but like...
And it was so heavy.
But what's the rules on that? Did you have to do it because Otis had done it first?
I think so.
Did she not offer to pick it up?
No, she didn't offer to pick it up. Bitch. Don't mind picking up his poo, but then I could smell the other dog's poo and I was like...
You had to carry that round then until you got to a bin.
Yeah. It wasn't my favourite point of dog cleanliness.
No, I'm not surprised. That's too funny. So you're just going around helping out Dangan by
picking up poos left, right and centre. Like.
Yeah, volunteering.
I do it like voice notes on my phone when I remember the things for the pod and stuff like that. So I was outdoors and I'm going to read you what I said. Out for a walk with Otis and he booed. Then that allowed.com at log. As to spare hottest food at the Tudor, I had 2 bacon and a cup. My bag was so heavy. That's literally it.
No, it's so funny. I love how you remember what you're trying to say.
I know,
that note.
Because I started to go to change it. And I was like, I'm going to know exactly what that means. Yeah. It's fine.
But that's like how I text you sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't use full stops or anything. It's all just waffle. Yeah. But you get it.
I get it. Unfortunately, I get it.
You get it.
Okay, so what is... Do we have any news stories from the week? I think my only news story that I have in my head is, what the fuck is Vanderpump Rules? Because they're either all sleeping with each other and having the best time of their lives.
Yeah. They all work for Lisa Vanderpump.
Who the fuck is Lisa Vanderpump?
She's this English person.
Nice.
But she's loaded and she owns restaurants and stuff. And it's
in England?
No, in America.
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 Oh, she was on Housewives or something, did you say?
I could have done. But she's on... Give me a minute. I watched the old... I didn't realise it was back on, but a couple of years ago there was a series and like she'd have a restaurant and they'd all be working in the restaurant. And then they're all like shagging each other and and then they go to rehab, then they come back and then they're shagging each other. It's quite entertaining. It's like the Kardashians, but with stuff happening in it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, reality.
And good camera angles.
I must look that up because at the minute I'm obsessed with maps, not the numbers. Married at First Sight Australia.
Jesus, maths. You even acronymed of this.
Yeah. Acronymed. Because they're like, I'm on maths. No, that's not Australia.
Oh, they did that. You didn't do that.
What?
Make it into an acronym.
What's an acronym?
That's a thing with letters, isn't it?
Abbreviation.
Fuck it.
Who had the stroke?
I know. I'm going to Google this. What's an acronym?
An acronym.
Don't you pretend like you know things. I could see you Googling it while I said it.
An acronym. Oh, let me think. What's an acronym?
How do you even spell an acronym?
A. R O. Acronym. N.
Oh.
I.
No.
M I S S I S S I P P I. I don't fucking know.
I was right, you little whore bag.
I thought it's an abbreviation.
An abbreviation formed from the initial letters of other words and pronounced as a word.
So acronym means abbreviation. So we're both right.
Yeah, but I said the posher word.
Yeah, just because you're at home reading your thesaurus, okay? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
My brain's gone to mush after maths. Literally. I love
my dog.
He's pottering around there. Oh, no, yeah,
he's in the sunshine.
So that's
Vanderpump Rules, you would recommend watching it?
Yeah, the old one. I've not seen the new one.
Okay, yeah. But I think the new one's coming out. It just seems to be everywhere that I look. Like,
it's quite,
I turn
it's
a corner
funny.
And it's Vanderpump.
But I think all that kind of reality TV is coming back in a big way. Like, The
kind
Hills
is,
were
yeah.
trying to come back.
I saw that as well, but like...
You can tell what I'm watching at home, can't you? The Hills. Really Married at First Sight. I do like Married at First Sight because they all were out. So
yeah.
I just like watching a bit. I'm not getting any drama in my life.
Yes, you need to find the drama.
I need to find a bit of drama. So it's good.
That's nice for you.
Mm-hmm.
So is your Twitch is like having hiccups, is it?
That's the question I gotta ask.
That was your question, yeah.
How about no?
Met one of the lads and it was just you were ticking away. And he was like,
oh, is it like
having hiccups? No.
No, it's not like having hiccups.
No. The opposite. I don't know why
it was
just
actually
said that there.
FND Awareness Day on the 25th of March.
What was that?
Yeah.
Shite, how did we miss that?
I didn't. I was going to post something on social media, but then didn't.
That's nice.
Because I was like, I don't have it. I still am in denial.
Yeah. No, that's it. Non-acceptance is proper acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ignoring it.
Other news stories that I saw this week is Christina Applegate. We all know she has MS.
Yeah, it's so sad.
And she was at the Oscars, wasn't she? And she said that's her final
appearance
for films and TVs and all that kind of stuff. So she has been, now this is, Candice Owens is, I'm going to say this, it's what you call them? Conservative pundit.
What?
Over in America. So it's like for the Conservative Party. She's
what?
A bitch anyway.
Is that politics?
Yeah, just a little bit of politics. But she spoke out against a new ad for Skims Adaptive Scoop Bralette featuring a model in a wheelchair on Tuesday saying everything is too woke now. We don't need to see that. Yeah, she was a right hell bitch anyway. Have a look at it if you're listening to it as well, and just look it up yourself, because you know I don't say things very well. She said, "Why do they need to do this? I just don't know. I don't know why this needs to be done. I'm getting tired of all this all inclusivity thing. It seems ridiculous."
Your inclusivity is so important.
But sure, why does she have to hate on it?
Why does she have to have an opinion on it? Keep them to yourself.
She's 33. Jesus. So she's not
an old one.
An old one that you would excuse that kind of behavior. So.
Wow, that's a lot of hate.
It's a lot of hate. So Christina Applegate came out in an Instagram post about her. If I can just get this moving now. Oh, I'm sorry. She said, Jesus Christ. Yes, late tweet, but woke up to see this most horrifying thing. Fuck it. You can see my phone going wild, can't you?
Yeah, it's gone.
Anyway, Christina spoke out against it.
Good.
Which is great, which is what we needed to hear.
Is she just hating on it because it's the Kardashians?
No, she's hating on it because of the all-inclusivity thing.
Oh, so people with disabilities and stuff shouldn't wear a bra. Is that it? Okay. Nice.
That's literally what she was saying.
That's an awful
Woke up to see this most horrifying thing. This Candice person making comments about companies who see we need help. It's fucking gross, basically. I thank Skims and Tommy and Guy Beauty and Neo Walksticks for seeing us too. So hashtag you should know better.
You should know better.
So well done, Christine Applegate, for coming out and giving you one a good kick in the fucking flange.
Sure, even I was saying to you there, I think I could have done with a stick, or sometimes I could do with a stick, a walking aid, and like, you don't want to feel like people are giving out because you need a bra and a stick and stuff. Let them fuck off for themselves.
No, that's it. Exactly. She later tweeted, "Going to try and get sleep, but my rage is keeping me awake."
Yeah.
And then Candice Owens, "Do you know when you have seen pictures of me how fucking hard it is to get my clothes on? A team has to help me. I'm so excited for accessibility clothing for me and my community."
Well done.
You wake up.
Yeah.
So this is the real issue, I think, with America as well. Like, I don't know whether there's a tiny group of people who have too much of a platform
to just politically spew hate.
Yeah, exactly. Very much like Trump.
Yeah.
Do they get more access? Are they on more podcasts? Are they able to talk more? Definitely, I think the whole thing, it even comes from Trump being allowed back onto Twitter as well, just because somebody else took over the company.
Yeah,
ridiculous. Like,
it is.
So it's hate speech, and the fact that they were able to use hate speech on Twitter again when he took over Elon Musk.
Oh yeah,
and everybody came out with the N-word and anything else they could say and tweeted away.
Jesus, yeah. That was a long Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just awful. There's too much bad juju out there.
Oh, there really is.
There really is. A lot of hate. Why can't everyone just be nice?
Why can't we just all get along?
And just be kind. Like, people are so judgy.
So judgy. And you can't... All right. They are so judgy. And they judge everybody else for anything that they say. And it goes through both sides.
Yeah.
There's not enough... what would you call that?
People shutting up.
Well, not even people shutting up. But I like that. There's not enough tolerance. Like, we have a couple of topics we want to talk about on the podcast, but we're like, we'll just get cancelled if we make a giggle at it or say something the wrong way or look the wrong way, or which is kind of just it pulls you back from being honest.
Yeah.
Now, there is a line between honesty and ignorance.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them who have, as I said, too much of a platform for their ignorance. And the fact that Christina Applegate is going through what she is going through, and then she has to hear and listen to people.
That's awful, like that. Yeah.
And well done, Skims, for making
inclusive. But that's it. There needs to be more of that. I watched Dragon's Den, and there was an entrepreneur that was doing inclusivity clothing for people with all kinds of issues that they're having with their clothes, say. people with
this just parted.
With their disabilities and things. So there was like one guy in his wheelchair said the back of his jeans catch. It's a certain, so they kind of designed clothing to help with that. Or there was a lady with a stoma. So had the colostomy bag. So the clothing was designed to kind of like sit the bag in. It's just little things like that that make their life so much easier. Sorry, I keep looking. It's a nervous twitch.
No, that's good because I say, Dave could arrive. And fuck me sideways. He really farted. Our only serious part of the whole podcast.
Stop trying to be serious. Fart.
Let it out.
He was in Caribou farting on.
Oh, and Anto.
Saturday night, apparently.
Yeah, he had a great old time in Caribou.
I love how Anto blamed Otis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Saying it was Otis that was farting.
And the two boys, when we arrived in, were drinking pints of Guinness. So, and they just had burgers. Yeah. And there was a smell of beef.
I was having serious FOMO, lying in bed, watching a lady make a bouquet out of skewered lemons. Until then, I heard that you were all dying. I was delighted for you.
Do you ever watch Kath and Kim?
Yeah. Where have you been, your body?
Remember, she was making the hat out the fruit hat. No, that just reminds me of your one with the skewers and the lemons. And then she put a, like, I don't know what she put onto it. She definitely put a pineapple on it.
For Easter in England, it's a done thing to make an Easter bonnet.
Mm.
And I used to love it. And I won 1 year and I've never let it go that I won 1 year.
Feel
so
that.
You can make an Easter bonnet, so you put like crazy shit on your hat.
Oh, nice.
Maybe we should do that this Easter yeah. Maybe. Easter's my favorite time of the year. I love it. I don't even like chocolate. I just love Easter for some weird reason. I think it's because I won the Easter bonnet show.
Did you win it? Did you?
I did. And I looked great.
Have to wear it as well?
Oh, you have to parade it, yeah. In school.
Oh, you definitely would have loved
There was
that
like outside. A bird's nest on it and like leaves and mini eggs. I ate them in the nest. I ate the eggs. But I had the best time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I got the other day? Toblerone.
I Easter saw egg. Them on your kitchen table.
It's edgy. They call it an edgy egg. So the edges are all flat in it.
Is it? Yeah. Did you eat it? Is it gone?
I ate a bit of it last night while we were in bed hungover. And I had to open it really quietly because otherwise Otis would hear me. So I opened it underneath the blanket and then I took it out and then I was like, oh, if I break it, he's going to hear it. So I was like...
Licking it. Were you just like licking it?
No, I just ate it.
Okay.
And a whole
I
egg.
Was going to buy you an Easter egg yesterday and I couldn't find the Easter egg full section. There was just one and I was in Dunn's with Brian and I was really twitchy and it was so busy. And Brian was like, I'll bring you at another time when it's quieter to get the boys eggs. I was trying to get you and Shane eggs because I was like, I know they like eggs.
Eggs.
But it was only Lily O'Brien's. I was like, that's a bit basic.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Lily. Yeah. But I wanted to get you a weird one.
Stupid, sexy Lily.
Yeah. Is that Dave outside? Pacing up and down?
No, that's the man that does be on the phone driving Otis insane.
Is he? Oh, he's here a lot, is he?
Yeah.
Just man pacing.
He's working one of the
offices. He was reminding me of Trigger Happy TV. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah. Is that the big finger? Uh-oh.
Oh, no. No.
No, I don't think that's Dave.
This is.
I have to stop looking up at that. They will ring me anyway if
this
you can't
podcast,
get in.
We've been off for a couple of weeks, and this is all the news we have. This is what happens when people have a stroke, and the other person's very busy.
And stupid.
No, you're not stupid.
Oh my god, I was watching that program on Netflix called You.
I kind of stopped watching that.
We went on to the second part of the last series recently and we kind of just, you only zone out something because you think it's just shy.
Yeah.
But your man said one thing. He said he looks like a tapeworm in Tom Ford. I found it very funny.
He looks like a tapeworm in Tom Ford.
Yeah.
So dressed in Tom Ford. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I thought physically inside Tom Ford. I went too far.
Disgusting. Physically inside Tom Ford. Did you see Tom Ford recently? He's looking very well.
No, but I got his new perfume. It's nice.
He always looks very well. Anyway.
Did you not? You didn't smell me. You didn't say I smell like Tom.
I can't smell for some reason.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll wait. Hello, Wokey. Sniffs me.
Are you back again? It's nice, Daddy.
I'm really hungry.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have. Oh, do you know what we might do? We might just go into town early and then just get breakfast and then brunch.
We're having lunch. You keep saying brunch. We'll go and have brunch now, then lunch.
Are we not allowed to have both?
Yeah, we can have breakfast, brunch, and lunch.
You're welcome. Oh, no, it's gone.
Yeah, well, like, it's 11:05. We could totally go and get a bit of a munch. Isn't this very interesting, people that's listening? I had lots of stories in my notes about a sea urchin that got stuck in my leg, but that's for another time.
Just tell us now.
Well, no, I want the anticipation so the listeners follow the like.
The listeners follow the like.
So I was on holiday and I was on holiday on a boat, and then this topless man jumped into the sea and picked up a sea urchin, and then he handed it to my nana. It weighed on my nana's hand. She threw it in disgust and it got stuck in my leg.
A sea urchin is a spiky thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then the weird pirate boy on the boat came and had to pull out the spindly things with tweezers. Ooh. And then he was like kissing and licking my leg, being a bit creepy. But yeah, a sea urchin got stuck in my leg. I was fucking sore. I still have a scar.
That's a nice story. Thank God we didn't have to wait for that.
I've been locked in a glass cage with my emotions for 7 weeks.
Do you know why they always said that you should pee on your whatever jellyfish thing?
Yeah.
Not supposed to.
Why?
It's a myth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but now I don't know the full facts about that, so I'll get them for next week.
Okay. I should have saved my sea urchin story then.
I got stung twice by jellyfish.
Did you?
Yeah, once on the foot. Did you piss on yourself? The face. No, because I didn't. That episode of Friends wasn't out at that stage.
Oh, okay.
When I got stung on the foot, the other one on the face was when I was swimming in the bay.
I was listening to the Two Johnnies podcast this morning, and they were talking about how they piss as men. How do you piss? Do you take the shaft out and the balls?
The shaft and the balls.
So, but this is the kind of, I was wetting myself this morning, so like, I was asking Brian how he does it, and he like.
I pull down my pants.
Well, yeah, you have to pull down your pants, but like. If you're in a urinal, do you like put your hand up against the wall?
Oh, urinal.
Or do you take the balls and the shaft out and pee? Or do you just like get the shaft out and pee? Do you go into the cubicle? Just sit down? What do you do? It's fascinating. Men pee in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Like, do you sit down as a treat sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. I like to sit down and work because it's a little break for a second. Yeah. Then you sometimes pee and then you just end up saying, if you sit down, you're like, oh, I could poo now too. That's easy. Yeah. And then I'm usually so far away from the bowl because of my 6 foot legs.
Yeah.
That it's easier to sit down because otherwise you're trying.
But what if you're out in the pub and it's like a trough?
A trough. I usually pull my pants down a bit. It's those shaft and balls, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by this. Fascinated. Yeah, fascinated. Listeners. How do you pee? I was laughing my whole off the Two Johnnies. I think they're very funny.
Yeah, they are. I've never listened to them.
I know, I bring them up a lot. I'm listening to a lot of podcasts at home.
Of course you do.
Not recording our own, just listening to other people's.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
We're looking at the screen again. Oh, it's Otis.
You're on the wander.
Oh, is there someone stood at the door? No, there isn't. I'm looking at the other camera. What is wrong with me? I'm hungry.
Say Otis is just waiting for poor old Dave to arrive. Poor old Dave. Poor Otis waiting for good Dave to arrive. Dave is going to mind Otis now for till 4 or 4:30 this
evening. When my babysitter takes me out in town for the day, we're going buying CBD and bits. We're having a fun.
I think I need it because my eye is twitching and that's...
You're low on magnesium. And you're tired and stressed. That's what...
Because it happened during work in the middle of the day.
It happened. I had a twitching eye for quite a long couple of months before I had
a
stroke.
Have anything, can I?
Before I had a stroke. This is a warning sign. We're getting used to CBD.
I got stung on my leg. I had a stroke. All right.
I'm just thinking about the lawnmower float again.
Did anybody record it?
No. I don't think so. I was too busy laughing at it.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
And on that note, will we go get some food?
Yeah, let's go get some food. I'm excited to get some food.
We're
going to hopefully be back next week with Jerry's Dilemmas.
Ayuna listens in the gym. I just wanted to
shout. Oh, I love it. Just a shocker.
Yeah, just to shout. Ayuna.
Who are we going for lunch with?
Oh, Shelly.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I was over at my friend, other friend Shelly's house out in Shrewl, and she has a new baby.
Beautiful baby.
Forgot Patrick. He's so cute. He's about 8 weeks old or something, and he just coos and caws at you.
Ah, your ovaries were in overdrive, were they?
I had not an ovary left now. By the time I left there, they popped. We had a nice night out there. Actually, we went out for the night, and I was so tired because it was Friday and I was off Saturday. That I, when we got there, I was like, oh, I can't be talking, I'm too tired. So I was like, a Saturday night takeaway on there now somewhere. So we ended up watching After X. Saturday night takeaway.
The previous weeks, because it was Friday.
And then
night.
I fell asleep.
See, I was supposed to go, but I'd been ticking so bad all day.
Yeah, you were better off. But at least you knew that you didn't put your, like, you just abandoned me. It was fine. Sorry, Tom. He's all right.
The look of. Hey, look, if I get really ticky and have a seizure, there's no point in me going anywhere.
No point. Actually, I was talking to you on, I was FaceTiming you. At lunchtime on Friday, and then I was like, came back and I was like,
yeah, you were twitching. You cop a cut up here. Me.
Yeah. Couldn't say a word. Couldn't say a word left, right, or center.
I think we need to go get some food because I'm mesmerized by the cameras.
Stop looking up.
Yeah. Oh, God, help us. We keep looking up to the sky. Oh, that's another topic as well for next week. I've become into my faith a little bit more.
What's your faith?
We'll talk about it on the next pod. You're not getting all my stories. I have to hold on to something.
Yeah, that's nice to have a bit of faith.
Okay, on that note, we'll go and get some sandwiches.
Nice. All right, you guys, it's been emotional.
Love you.
More shite next week.
Una, una. I really want a club sandwich. What's that? Oh, I'd love some rocket.
I thought you said a cum sandwich.
A cluck, 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 cluck. Oh, fuck.
How do I stop it?
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I'm trying to say club sandwich.